The National Marine Fisheries Service is asking for at least 15 months to assess the impact of their stellar sea lion protection measures. Last month, a federal judge determined that the agency had violated the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, by failing to produce an impact statement before shutting down two commercial fisheries in an effort to stop the decline of an endangered stock of sea lions. While Judge Timothy Burgess generally favored NIMS in his ruling and stated that he plans to keep the fishing restrictions in place, he still called upon the agency to review the effects of the closures as quickly as possible. In a brief filed yesterday, NIMS gave the court two potential timelines for doing so. The agency says that it could complete an environmental impact statement no earlier than June of next year, and that public participation would be somewhat limited on a timeline that rushed. NIMS is instead arguing for a timeline of 23 months. That would allow the agency to coordinate with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and ideally release their findings in March of 2014, pending any delays. Gretchen Harrington is a policy coordinator for NIMS. She says that the review will give the agency a chance to analyze the social and economic impacts of the closures of the Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries in the Western Aleutians.
That requires an analysis of the impacts on the human environment. So that is understood to mean not only the natural environment, but also the people and communities that could be affected by the action.
It's unclear when Judge Burgess will issue his final order on the environmental impact statement, but NIMS spokesperson Julie Spiegel says that the agency would like the decision to come sooner rather than later.
We're hoping in the next couple weeks, but again, that's up to the judge.
Meanwhile, the state of Alaska, a plaintiff in the lawsuit, indicated in a separate brief that it would like the statement to be completed a little bit earlier than NIMS is proposing. It wants a timeline that would maximize involvement from stakeholders while still potentially allowing for the reopening of the mackerel and cod fisheries by 2014. Those fisheries are estimated to bring in over $80 million a year in revenue for the industry. Doug Vincent Lang is the acting director of the Division of Wildlife Conservation, and he thinks that NIMS can have the review done within 18 months.
I don't think it's fair to ask the communities and the fishermen to wait that long to resolve this problem. So I think we tried to find a middle ground where the problem gets resolved with adequate time, in our opinion, to get council engagement and public engagement, but doesn't proceed so long that in essence you end up with what the court determined to be a invalid NEPA process.
Right now, NIMS scientists are preparing for a March trip to do more research into the health of the stellar sea lion population. There's still no established consensus on why the stock is shrinking, though a biological opinion released by NIMS suggests that competition from commercial fishing vessels may be affecting sea lion diet. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.